Back inside Stroh Center, Bowling Green falls to Buffalo tonight, 112-85. Coach Michael Huger joining us courtside. And Coach, clearly tonight things got away from your ball club, and I'm sure the frustration level is pretty high. But your thoughts here immediately after this game about what happened here tonight?
They beat us. They beat us in every category. They were tougher than us on every category. That's the game. We knew what they were going to do. We knew they were driving the ball. We just got to be able to stop that. We knew they were going to rebound the ball. We had to be tougher in stopping that. And we weren't in any category. And, you know, that's the victory for Buffalo.
Coach, in our pregame, we talked about how sometimes your team, when you play Buffalo, because they run up and down the floor, kind of play like you like to, that sometimes you get into that trading baskets mentality. Was there some of that early that allowed the game to get away?
It wasn't even that. We weren't able to get stops when we needed to. We weren't able to rebound the ball when we needed to. And they got second chance opportunities. They got everything they wanted, and we got to have some resistance to us, some pride in our defensive ability, just some show, and we didn't do any of that tonight, and it's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating. You know, you just want to be able to have more pride and more toughness in the defense and what you can do as a Bowling Green basketball player.
Yeah, I think at this point you seem like maybe you're sort of at the end of your string here as far as things to tweak or things to do. It seems like it's coming down to the guys sort of picking themselves up here. Is that about where we're at?
We're definitely at that stage. I mean, we have to be able to find some type of togetherness, you know, some type of unity within the group, and be able to play together and play for one another and not just for me. And that's where we are right now. And it's difficult. It's difficult, very difficult to change, but only we can change it, and we have to have the ability to change it and the want. We got to have the want to change it, and that's the part that's frustrating is do they really want to change? And, you know, we've changed everything we possibly can change right now at this stage. Now we got to be able to do it.
Well, Coach, we talked about a little bit before the game as well. A game like tonight with that pretty ugly number on the scoreboard in the final box score, that can serve as a motivation, or it can serve to sort of, for lack of a better term, beat you down in your confidence. This team is at a crossroads.
I mean, the biggest thing, the numbers, it's a game that we either going to respond to against Ball State on Saturday, or it's just going to get worse. So we got to have the ability to respond. And, you know, you're missing some key players that help you out. Caden Matheny is a big part of what we do and understanding that, and you don't have him at this stage. And, you know, we got to have the ability to respond on Saturday, and we'll see.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall at home tonight to Buffalo, 112-85.